And of course, talking albums and Grammys, we naturally then turn to you. You've got, you mentioned this new CD you've got. Tell me about Expressions, the jazz album. What's that all about?
Expressions is, I went to college for jazz, and I have a bachelor's and master's degree in jazz music, and always wanted to do a CD that kind of dealt with my education, and we finally got around to doing it. And so I love it. It's very, very organic, very loungy type of record. We recorded all live, with a trio of musicians, very old school. But at the same time, I think that's what makes it kind of very authentic in that sense. And it's a very, very smooth type of record to kind of relax to. But it's very, very, I guess, grounded in the whole jazz thing, especially because of the way that we recorded it. I mean, recording everybody live, all in one room, is a big challenge, but that's the feel that we wanted with me and my producer, and that's what we got.
And that doesn't happen all that often these days anymore.
No, it doesn't. And the challenges are big, because you got to make sure that whatever you do, from beginning to end, you know, all the takes, everything works out right for everybody, all at the same time. It's technically, it's just a different, you know, it's an old school again of recording music, but it's wonderful when you get it right. It's got that authentic type of sound that makes the whole loungy thing, you know, happen for me.
Okay, so without using the word relaxing, can you describe how will somebody feel? In one word, what emotion or feeling will the person have after listening to the album? One word.
That's a good question. I would say reflective. Because that's the kind of record that it is. There's a few covers, but actually mostly our originals, but with that kind of jazzy, you know, flair to it. And a lot of cool themes. A lot of the songs have a really cool lyrics. So I think reflective and expressions. I think the title kind of refers to that. It's got a hint of this. The whole CD's got a hint of that introspective, cool, poetic type of jazz. Statement to it.
What came first, the songs or the album name?
The songs, absolutely. The songs. The songs. I've been gathering songs for the CD for a long time, and just things that I always wanted to do. I just kind of kept putting in a jazz bank, so to speak. And in terms of my writing, but then as a result of all the songs, I think for me it was a form of expression of all these different things that I wanted to say, because each song's got a story, and so that's what made it fun for me.
And we'll be checking out all the details about the album, Latin American Idol. Everything's on your website then, yeah?
Absolutely, johnsegata.com, johnsegata.net, and of course, I got the network of all my other social networks that I'm very in touch with, from Facebook to MySpace to Twitter. I tweet every day, and I'm on it. But both my websites are pretty updated with everything that's going on.
You are taking over the internet, my friend.
You know what? I love it. This CD is being released digitally first before anything else, so... It's the wave of the future. I love it.
We'll be on the lookout for John Cicada. The CD is Expressions. Check it out. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy.
All the best.